Party conferences often entail a festival of ideas, and the Queensland LNP conference over the weekend sure came up with a few. AbStudy, the scheme that helps Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders studying or doing an apprenticeship, would be abolished in a motion narrowly passed at the conference. I spoke earlier today with Federal MP and member of the LNP, Paul Neville, who vocally opposed the motion. So you argued against the idea that AbStudy should be scrapped. A lot of people think the idea of AbStudy is kind of racist, but is it?
No, it's not. In many fields of political endeavour, we have to discriminate positively in favour of the group to make sure that people don't become entrenched in permanent disadvantage. And there's no clearer example of this than in the matter of education.
Right, so it could be said that by passing this motion, the LNP have shown that they believe in order to close the gap, all Australians need to be treated as if they were the same. So,
an ideal world where everyone was on an equal footing and all university and tertiary courses were available to everyone on equal terms with equal opportunities to achieve, we would have an ideal world. Of course we would. But that's not the reality. There are generations of disadvantage to be made up. If you want to break the cycle of grinding poverty and disadvantage and disempowerment, the tool that you've got to give these young Indigenous people is education.
So young LNP member Luke Barnes' argument that there should be one welfare system for one Australia is flawed in your opinion?
As I said, in an ideal world, that might be the case. But we do discriminate positively in favour of certain groups. And so I, for one, feel that until you have something better to replace AbStudy, I know it has flaws, but it is we should not throw out the baby with the bathwater.
Celeste Liddell is the National Indigenous Organiser of the National Tertiary Education Union. She says that until ingrained inequities are ironed out, positive discrimination is necessary to ensure Indigenous education.
There's so many things within the Australian system that don't work for Indigenous Australians as it is. So I guess there's so many laws and that people think work for all Australia, but you see, it's all very idealistic to say that there should be one system for all of Australia, but there's so many things that make this not... make it an inequitable situation for Indigenous people within Australia, that to get rid of programs that support Indigenous Australia is incredibly short-sighted.
She says that unlike Youth Allowance or Newstart, AbStudy takes into account cultural factors that play a significant role in educational funding.
I guess it's a program that was specifically tailored for Indigenous Australian people, so as well as having all the other criteria that Youth Allowance and AusStudy have for people studying. It also acknowledges independence through cultural means, such as traditional marriage or initiation or things like that.
Paul Neville says that there are two paths this motion could travel down. Either way, it is likely to be rejected at a federal level.
It could go to the federal conferences of the Liberals and National Parties. Alternatively, the leadership group may pass this urgency resolution on to Tony Abbott and his leadership team to have it included in policy development for the coming federal election.